The government goes to court to fight spyware. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The federal government has asked for a court order to shut down a spyware operation. The Federal Trade Commission says computer users who went to certain websites unknowingly had invasive software downloaded onto their computers. The websites are operated by Sanford Wallace, an infamous spammer, once known as the Spam King, at least until he renounced his ways. Lydia Parnas is the FTC's acting director of consumer protection. She says the spyware in question does several harmful things to computers.
It changed the consumer's homepage to one of the defendant's pages. Consumers who viewed the new homepage were barraged with pop-up ads that prevented them from visiting the sites they wanted to. It also replaced the Internet Explorer search engine with another search engine, and it installed additional programs that monitored consumers' internet activity. Information that they entered into online forms, even forms on legitimate websites, were captured by the spyware, and more pop-up ads were distributed. And finally, the defendants sent consumers pop-up ads that offered anti-spyware software products for $30. And one of the ads actually caused consumers' CD-ROM trays to eject. And after the tray opened, the pop-up ad said, and this is a quote, "Final warning, if your CD-ROM drives open, you desperately need to rid your system of spyware pop-ups immediately."
Why is the FTC so concerned about spyware?
First of all, it harms individual consumers. They're online, they're on their computers trying to engage in whatever activity, and their computer is basically hijacked, and they can't do that. So there is real consumer injury that's caused by spyware. But it also has implications for e-commerce more generally. If consumers are concerned or even afraid of going online, that can really have a negative effect on e-commerce.
How does your lawsuit fit into the government's overall strategy to fight spyware?
Obviously, law enforcement, we think, is a very important aspect in the fight against spyware. The Federal Trade Commission is a civil law enforcement agency. Our lawsuit is civil, but We will ask a court in this case and in other cases that we bring to stop the practices, and that's important. We can also ask a court to order the defendant to either give consumer redress or pay back any money that it obtained from the illegal practices. And so if we can basically take the profit out of fraud, we think that we can have a deterrent effect.
Lydia Parnas with the FTC. So what does the defendant have to say about his alleged spyware operation? Sanford Wallace talked with CNETNews.com reporter John Borland.
Wallace is adamant that what he's doing is legal. He says that he will fight the court case, and if a judge rules that what he's been doing is deceptive under FTC law, then he'll take it down voluntarily. But he refused to comment on sort of the details of the FTC investigation.
Is it your sense that Wallace, the reformed spam king, has actually reformed or changed?
Well, Wallace is no longer threatening to set up his own backbone that would serve as a home for spammers. So in that very narrow sense, he's reformed. But, I mean, he's certainly pursuing the same kind of very fringe advertising strategies that he was back in the early days of the net. He's not winning any friends online with this new venture, certainly.
John Borland with CNETNews.com. The FTC says computer users can protect themselves from the growing problem of spyware by keeping their operating systems and web browsers updated and by being cautious when downloading software. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.